Gentlemen, in conclusion, I would like to confirm to you that there is a draft law on the criminalizing of racial discrimination, all forms of racial discrimination. I would like to thank you for all the questions that you have asked, and thank you for this interactive dialogue. We will continue to dwell on these questions, and we promise that we will provide you with all responses in due time. Well, your concerns are our concerns. They are the object of our continued dialogue. The 2013 Constitution has stated that all are equal in the eyes of the law, and has adopted the rights and fundamental freedoms. These rights and fundamental freedoms are in line with our obligations and international human rights standards, and based on the recommendations of the special mandate procedures and special rapporteurs. So we're trying to translate this constitution on the ground in line with our international obligations. We are trying to bring our laws and legislations in line with international standards. Well, some of the articles of the Constitution are old and they were drawn up by the former regime. So we're trying to update them and bring them in line with international obligations and standards. So we are trying to foster the independence of the judiciary and the constitutional court in order to repeal or amend these some of these articles that are contrary to the international standards. So bringing these laws and legislations in line with international standards cannot be done without a dialogue with all stakeholders. So these laws are human rights are indivisible. And we are going to adopt a whole system of laws and legislation that is in line with international standards in conjunction with stakeholders. So we have adopted a participatory democratic regime based on multipartism, and this has been done over the last 3 years after the revolution. Tunisians have been able to foster dialogue with the full participation of the civil society in order to bring our efforts to success. I would like to confirm to you that we will interact with all the recommendations on our public policies, sectoral policies, and all administrative measures that have been adopted by the country. Our country is committed to implementing these rights, these measures, with a view to promoting and protecting human rights. In conclusion, I would like to thank Human Rights Council and all the countries that have taken the floor and asked written or oral questions. We thank you for all the recommendations that you have made. We will positively interact with these recommendations. I also would like to thank you all for your interest in Tunisia and in the Tunisian revolution and the fledgling Tunisian democracy and in the human rights system in Tunisia. As I said this morning, our experience and our successful experience in fostering democracy in country is key to the Tunisians. It is also equally important for all peace and democratic and freedom-loving peoples in the world. Our revolution is the source of hope for all the countries in the world. I thank you for your participation. I thank you for your recommendations. And in the name of the members of the Tunisian delegation, I would like to thank you once again for your